I can remember from the time I was a young man, my parents explaining to me and telling me and mentioning often the golden rule. Perhaps you can relate to the very same thing. Perhaps you also have been told about the golden rule from the time that you were also very young. We find the golden rule stated for us again by the Lord in the Sermon on the Mount there in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. Jesus says these very important words, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Jesus says, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. In the end, my friend, Jesus is pointing out the value of these words. Our society likes to say that this is the golden rule. And they call it the golden rule because of its value and its significance to all of society. Jesus is telling these that were in his audience that day that if you will take these words, they apply to you, and my friend, they still apply to us today, some 2,000 years later. If you will take these words and apply them to your life, oh, how much better things will be. How much better society as a whole will be. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Jesus is telling us that all of us as mankind are equal. We are no better than anyone else. I am no better than you, and you are no better than me. We are equal in the eyes of God. He loves every soul just as much as the next one. And we need to know that. And we need to be treating our fellow man in exactly the same way. Well, some would want to take these sayings of Jesus and they would want to twist them a little and make them a negative saying. Or they would say, whatever I don't want done to me, I won't then do to you. And to you, this may seem a little like splitting hairs, but I want you to think about what I'm saying for just a moment. Jesus says these things in a very positive way. And some want to twist it into a negative, and they want to say, I don't want somebody to cause me harm, so I won't cause you harm. That's not what Jesus says. He says, do to others what you want done to you. You don't just refrain from doing something to somebody because you don't want it done to you. You need to actively be there, your fellow man. Actively be doing what he wants you to be doing. Treat each other like you would want to be treated. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? And yet, it's so difficult to put into application. But these are the words of our Lord. This is what we must be striving to do. Treat each other like we want to be treated. Jesus tells us in the end of this verse how important it is. He says, for this is the law and the prophets. This is a summation of the old law. This is what we need to be about. In the end, God's law comes down to our fellow man and loving our fellow man as he would by treating them exactly in the same way that we want to be treated. Are you striving to do this? May we all put this into practice in our everyday lives.